Finding the gift in death is not easy. I have lost 3 dear friends to suicide over the past 5 years, and yet, even amidst the finger-pointing and blame, I found love. I have had 3 miscarriages, and the pain and loss I experienced have turned into gratitude for the love and support I have from my babies in the spirit world. My grandmother's tragic death came too soon, and even in her passing, I found love. I have lost many clients and students over the years to heart disease, accidents, cancer, murder, overdoses, and everything in between. And the one constant I always see, without exception, is love. I tell you this not to emphasize how hard my life's been, or to suggest that you must endure the pain of losing many loved ones in order to fully understand death. Rather, I hope that by sharing my stories and experience, they will help ease the fear and anxiety of death. Death in my life has been a gift, even when I didn't know it. Luckily, with the help of my angels and deceased loved ones, I have learned to find the gift. Even in the deep, deep sadness, it is possible to find the gift, to find the love. I'll show you some examples of this from my life, but more importantly, I'll show you how to apply this knowledge to find the love in your own life as well. I believe we are here, on this physical planet, to love and to be loved. Period. When our physical body dies, the love lives on, not only in the memories we have of our dearly departed, but in our day-to-day experiences with their spirits. The love that they have for us is evident in our everyday life, if we can just learn their new language.